Silver City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Here we go again. Another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. Episode number 79. Yep. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And we got a lot to talk about today.
Well, let's get right into it. Obviously. What I'm most proud of right now.
What?
Is the slight and minor facelift that I gave the website.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was about time.
It's very clean looking.
Well, you know, I wanted to just do something because I got that design I've been promising for, I think, the past 18, 19 years now, the new redesign.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I got other projects in the works, too, and I got to kind of balance and juggle, so...
Hey, what the hey?
This is going to be just kind of like a little stopgap, I guess, if you want to call it. I just wanted to freshen things up, make it a little lighter, fresher. There you have it. If you've been
Beautiful.
To the site, you've probably already seen it, and, hell, that's just the beginning.
Can't wait till you get the rest done.
Yeah, neither can I. I'm sick of it already. Taking forever. Damn it. Jason, get on the stick.
Yeah.
Or on the ball, or... Whatever.
Okay.
Use your imagination. Better yet, don't. Some serious news here.
Yeah?
We're going to talk about the right-hand drive Camaro that's going to be coming out.
Ooh.
We got another contest to give away for for a free iPod. We got a voicemail to play. I don't even know. One of our members, possibly on Pink's again. We're going to find out. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Hooker headers with some new headers and a diecast car update.
Woohoo!
So back to the start of the right-hand drive Camaro.
Yeah.
According to a post, of course, in the general 2009 Camaro News and Discussion Forum, posted today, right-hand drive Camaro has been confirmed for the UK.
Nice.
Yeah. What, the blokes driving around in Camaros? I don't know how they'd say it.
I have no idea.
I don't even know.
Well, what about our friend from across the pond?
Yeah, he's probably listening. He'll probably tell us what if he's got any inside news.
Yeah. Drop us a line.
Yeah, let's hear what's going on. The interesting part, I'm not going to read the whole thing because we don't have that kind of time today, but the focus in Europe for this is primarily the UK, and it's been given the go-ahead. The interesting part that I find is that this right-hand drive Camaro is 4 or 5 years away.
Wow.
Now, that kind of tells you that their projections are not just ending at 2009 or 2010. They're pretty serious about continuing this for, you know, 3 years beyond.
Are they
going to
build this one in Canada too?
Do not know. Haven't gotten that far into the article
there. Oh, okay.
But everybody can check it out. The subject is right-hand drive Camaro confirmed, and right there in the 2009 Camaro News and Discussion Forum.
Cool.
Last week we wrapped up our contest.
Yeah.
And this week we got a new contest.
We had to come up with another one. We got two more of these things to give away.
This is our fifth out of six, right?
You got it.
Where we give away these iPods. All for just picking up the phone and being a total jerk.
Yeah.
So, Chris, why don't you tell us what this month's contest is?
Well, of course, we're going to ask you again to pick up the phone and tell us, are you going to buy a fifth-gen Camaro when it comes out? Or are you going to wait a little while?
You going to pay whatever the dealer wants?
Yeah.
Or are you going to, you know, beat the crap out of them on price if you can?
Are you just going to, you know, wait around for a while, maybe a year or so, and then pick one up?
You know, what are your plans? I mean,
do you got to be the first one on your block to have one?
Are you that kind of fool?
Call us and tell us.
That's right.
We want to know.
Yeah. And then what we're going to do at the end of this month is we're going to take the one that's got the most thought, I don't know, the most effort, the most substance to it. And, hey, we're just going to throw you a free iPod.
Yeah.
Easy enough.
And hopefully the fifth gen's got an iPod adapter inside. They can use it in there.
I got a feeling it will.
I hope so.
Got a feeling it will. Chris, what are you going to do? I think we already talked about this a few times, but let's reiterate it.
Well, my plan when I bought my new Corvette last year was I would keep that until the new fifth gen came out, and then I will sell my Corvette and purchase a new Camaro.
But you're going to pay sticker?
Oh, hell no.
You're going to be the first on your street?
No. We'll be able to swing a deal somewhere.
I'm sure we will. Yeah, the same here. I'm no way in hell. I don't care if, you know, how much of an enthusiast I am. I'm no sucker.
Nope.
I'm no sucker with a cash, fool.
Nope.
And, yeah, I'll figure out a way. I'll buy from the dealer that treats me right. But
not to mention, I don't know yet if I want a convertible or a coupe.
That's right. And there's a lot of factors in this. It's, of course, like with all our previous contests, it's not as easy as it seems up front.
Right.
You know, once you start thinking about it, you're like, well, wait a minute. And that's the plan.
Right.
So we're going to make you work for this iPod. But hey, think about it, pick up the phone, and give us a call at this number.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
That's it. Just pick up the phone, give us a ring, and we will start playing your voicemails next week.
It'll be cool.
Yeah.
It'll be cool. I like to hear what people, you know, how far people are willing to go to make sure they get it right away, you know.
Right.
No
expense. Are you willing to pay over MSRP for it?
Because you know.
Are you that crazy?
Because you know that's going to be your first
you
opportunity
to get one.
You have
that much money?
Speaking of contact us, I think we got a phone call from somebody.
Somebody? Yeah, exactly. I don't know who this is.
Well,
we'll have you guys try and figure it out.
We know a little bit about it.
Oh, goddamn! I smoke rocks. My feet are strong. There's something else to know about me. I smoke rocks. Goddamn!
Okay.
And that was it?
Yeah, I don't know. Are they doing a play on like Chappelle or something?
I don't know.
Like that? Or
I guess
or what?
I guess there's a whole lot of rock smoking people in Chicago.
Yeah. Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Area code 773.
And the rest of it that we'll just keep to ourselves. Funny stuff, guys. Keep them coming, I think.
Oh, boy.
I don't get it, but, you know, thought we'd, you know, give them the honor of playing it, right?
Sure.
So listen.
Yeah?
One of our members may be on Pink's.
Another member?
Yep. Made a new thread in the lounge. Once again, titled pretty simply, I made it through Pink's registration. Our member, My Slow Camaro, said he's number 21 on the list for Pink's coming to his area.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to kind of keep an eye on this one.
Excellent.
It'd be kind of cool to see somebody maybe, you know,
again,
kick some butt there with his
sweet
slow Camaro. I don't know how he's going to do that. Good luck to you, buddy. We'll be watching you.
Okay, you'll probably notice that in a lot of our forums, there's this little post at the very top of the page called Post Release.
Mm-hmm.
And it's stickied. We've partnered with a company that basically advertises different products for us through the message board this way.
Relevant products.
Relevant products, yeah. So we just wanted to touch base with one that was pretty interesting that just showed up this week, I think. And it's the new Hooker headers.
Yeah, and at first I thought, what's the big deal? I mean, it's LS1 headers. Hooker's had LS1 headers for quite a while now. This is the first time they've offered 1 7/8
yeah,
super competition
like
headers. So big cube guys with a lot, big heads and cams, that sort of thing. These are your ticket, man.
Got some nice pictures in there of a power spear. I don't know. It says power spear.
Sounds pretty manly. I like it. But yeah, cool. You can check it out anywhere in the board. Just look for the sticky.
Look at the top.
That's right.
So how's the diecast going?
Oh, it's going great. And yeah? I'm glad you asked. The Camaro Z28.com custom diecast, 5th gen Camaro.
So shall we be expecting it anytime soon?
Well, no. These sorts of things, you know, they take a long time to be produced. However, the latest and greatest news is that the artwork is done.
Okay.
Slaved over that. It's been submitted. It's been approved. I should have a prototype in my hands in about 4 weeks.
Nice.
It gets even nicer. I'm going to open pre-ordering up over this coming weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it might be like late Sunday night by the time I can finish it up, but have your PayPal or Google checkout accounts ready.
Nice.
Because this is going to be cool. Limited to 1,500 and change because you got to do it, you know, case quantity. You know, you can't cut it off.
Okay.
We're going to have some of them signed by Scott Settlemyer.
Nice.
The first 150, which is 10%, are planned to have a certificate of ownership signed by Chris and I.
Oh.
That's you, bud.
Okay.
And there might be some more incentive to pre-ordering, but you're going to have to wait over the weekend and see what happens. But we'll be making posts all over the place and maybe even throwing up a banner here and there. But you guys are going to like it. It's pretty cool. I'm very, very proud of it. And it's going to help gain some exposure for the site and give you guys something cool to stick on your shelf with your collection of other Camaro stuff because it's getting big.
I must say, I do like the color scheme.
Well, it's kind of, if you like the site colors now, then you'll love the car. You know, we kind of stick to our own theme.
Yeah.
So it's this weekend, man. You guys be ready. Watch the board. I can't wait.
Okay.
It's going to kick butt, if I do say so myself. And normally this is the time where we usually try to do a sponsor of the week, but I'm going to kind of forego that by mentioning the sponsors that help get the diecast car going.
Oh, okay.
You know, I help subsidize the original production cost, because doing something like this is a few grand. It's not cheap.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just going to run down the list of the companies that are on the board, that sponsor the board, and also sponsor this car
okay. Alphabetically.
I'm just going to run down the list. Custom SSI, F-Body Vinyl, which is our very own Brent Franker, the lifer member of the board. Full Throttle Speed, J&M Products, also known as Hot Part. Maryland Speed, SLP Performance Parts, or the old standby, T-Burn Motorsports, and the other standby, Thunder Racing, and then our friends at Victory Racing.
Nice.
Thanks, guys. Couldn't have done this without you, and I've been wanting to do this for... Well, hell, ever since we started the site, yeah. Pretty much. You know, I've always been kind of a diecast enthusiast. So now you can order your 2009 Camaro very shortly. It'll just be a little bit smaller than the real deal in a couple of years.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm done. Thank God it's Friday.
TGIF.
That's right. Anything going on this weekend?
This weekend? No.
Good.
No, it's going to be a nice quiet weekend.
Maybe wash and polish your wife's car?
Yeah. My wife's car is going to be at the collision shop.
How many hours has it been?
Since what?
Since somebody T-boned her.
I don't know, couple.
A couple hours ago, somebody just totally ran into Chris's wife there.
Here's a thing to all you people. Do not talk on your car phone while making a left-hand turn into traffic.
Well, here's a better one. I want to expand on that. If you can't talk and drive, shut up, hang up, and drive.
Yeah.
A-holes.
Because innocent people just driving down the road don't like to get T-boned.
Yeah. And you guys just had that whole side of the car repainted how long ago?
Less than a year.
And now the whole side is just totally munched.
Her poor vibe. Oh, well.
Sad.
It's going to get taken care of.
And glad she didn't get hurt and she can laugh about it.
Yep.
So play it safe, guys. Buckle up and don't be stupid out there.
Yep.
And that's it.
Well, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
You bet. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
So listen.
I smoke rock.
Yeah?